This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A senior U.S. official says Israel fired missiles into Iran overnight. NPR's Kerry Khan reports this comes days after Iran fired more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel.
After weeks of tit-for-tat strikes and threats of retaliation by both Israel and Iran, the initial reaction to the strikes is muted. Analysts suggest both sides hope to ease tensions and avert a wider regional conflict. Meir Litvak is director of Tel Aviv University's Alliance Center for Iranian Studies.
The way it was carried out was to also provide Iran with the deniability of saying that nothing major happened or we intercepted it. And therefore, we don't know where it came from, and therefore there is no need for Iran to escalate the situation.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says there has been no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
There's been no official comment from the U.S. on the matter, other than from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He's attending a meeting in Italy of foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations. He says the U.S. had no role in the strike.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions.
The United Nations Secretary General has released a statement. He is demanding a stop to what he calls, quote, the dangerous cycle of retaliation in the Middle East. Former President Donald Trump is in a New York courtroom for his criminal fraud trial. His defense lawyers and prosecutors are trying to complete jury selection. They need about five more alternates. Trump spoke before he entered the courtroom. He said the trial is politically motivated, and he demanded an end to a gag order the judge imposed it to prevent Trump from disparaging witnesses and family members of court staff. Stocks opened mixed this morning as Netflix announced plans to stop sharing subscriber numbers next year. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 175 points in early trading.
Netflix added more than 9 million new subscribers in its most recent quarter, adding gains from last year after the video streaming service started offering cheaper ad-supported plans and cracking down on shared passwords. Investors are worried, though, about maintaining that momentum. Netflix says it will stop reporting quarterly subscriber numbers early next year. Israeli airstrikes on Iran overnight briefly pushed crude oil prices higher. AAA says retail gas prices in the U.S. have jumped about a nickel in the last week and are just below the average price this time last year. And Starbucks says it's redesigning its Frappuccino cups to cut down on plastic waste. Iced coffee and other cold drinks now account for 75% of Starbucks U.S. sales. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 160 points. The Nasdaq is down 66. This is NPR. News reports say a telecommunications company says it was responsible for 911 outages Wednesday evening in three states. Lumen Technologies says this happened when a third party was installing a light pole. 911 service was knocked out for a time to customers in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Nevada. Voting begins today in India, the world's largest democracy. Nearly 1 billion people are eligible to vote. As NPR's Dia Hadid reports, India's election process will play out in seven stages over 6 weeks.
Analysts say this election will likely see a third back-to-back term for the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist BJP party. He's wildly popular and he's been furiously campaigning across the country. But observers and opponents of the BJP say this election, while free, is not fair. They include more than 80 former Indian civil servants who wrote to the country's election commission last week against what they said was a disturbing pattern of, quote, witch hunting. That came after the main opposition party said its accounts were temporarily frozen over alleged unpaid tax dues dating back decades. Spokespeople of the BJP insist this is merely the rule of law in action. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Jaipur.
Big tech company Apple has pulled two social media sites from its app store in China. The sites are WhatsApp and Threads, owned by social media corporation Meta. Apple also says it pulled two more foreign messaging apps, Signal and Telegram. Apple says the Chinese government ordered it to remove the sites. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.